National Federation of the Blind Meeting Minutes. May 21, 2011. Meeting called to order by President Les Fitzpatrick. Presidential Release 395 was presented. Mary Jo Ann Jess Hardell had a baby girl born on April 7, named Gayla. Larry Streeter died on April 25. National Convention coming up soon. Make your hotel reservations and register soon. Main hotel is full. Overflow hotel is still available. The overflow may fill quickly. Convention events. Test the audible driver car. Those who raise a minimum of 1,000 have a chance to ride in the car. Audible car driver simulators will be available at National Convention for all to try. We want all to attempt the driver simulators. You can win a chance to ride in the car. There will be a drawing from the people who race 1,000 or more. You will be able to take some friends with you. It will be discussed on the Through Our Eyes program at 8 o'clock. Call in at 888-507-0141. To ask questions. The PAC plan is alive and well. Scott Larbar gave an update. We are at a PAC historic moment. We are currently at 318,000. Our historic goal is to reach 400,000. To join up, we need you to bring a voided check. We also need your account number and routing number so you can sign up. There will be prizes for those who join or increase their PAC pledges. Scott Larbar gave an update on the PAC standings. Number one in the standings is the Maryland affiliate. There are some convention contests. The PAC Rat and the PAC Mueller available for the winning. Natalie Sheehan is now the new NFB Director of Education. Jacobus Tenbrook Symposium took place at the National Center. Also presented the Leadership and Advocacy Program Bringing Youth to Washington to introduce them to the congressional process and experience. World Blind Union Group met at the National Center. The National Scholarship Committee meeting took place to talk about the national scholarships that will be presented this summer at the National Convention. The National Federation of the Blind has reached an agreement with the Ticketmaster organization. The website is to be made accessible to the blind. The Justice Department has handed down a decision stating the admission process at law schools must be made accessible to the blind.
Page 2.
President Mao made a trip to Finland to talk about an international standard for DAISY books. A good deal of progress is being made. This is a meeting of the DAISY Consortium. Again, the usual ha-ha-has were given at the end of the release. The April minutes were read and approved with one correction. The Blind Driver Challenge shirts are only available in the color purple. The Treasurer's report was given the balance at the end of April was 1,659.00. Motion made to accept Treasurer's report, the motion passed. Gary McInstead said that we are asked to make a donation to the Jacobus Tenbrook Fund. Les suggested that we make a $200 donation. There was a motion made to donate to the Tenbrook Fund and the motion was passed. Bob demonstrated the new CTRAN IVR system. This system will be fully activated on the 20th of June. Each bus stop has a code number. You can get the code and you can get the information about the schedule for the bus stops using this new system. To use the system, dial 6950123, press 7, press 1, to get an ID number, press 2 to get information about a stop. Doug says that he feels that Bob deserves a lot of credit for this development. Doug suggested that we invite a representative to the state convention to talk about this new system. There are three openings on the CTRAN Citizens Advisory Committee. To apply, you need to attend the meetings and fill out an application, and you may be called for an interview if you meet the required criteria for the available posts. You can now serve two-year terms, and then you have to wait for one term. Before reapplying, Key moved that we write a letter of commendation to CTRAN. The secretary is directed to write a letter to CTRAN. CTRAN Advisory Committee meetings take place the last Thursday of each month at the CTRAN headquarters at 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Bob brought up the suggestion to present Cassius Arpilla and Marcus Rehan had certificates of commendation for their applying to attend Youth Slam 2011. Don was directed to prepare certificates for the two youths LAMP participants. Le will make the presentation at the awards dinner on June 9, 2011. It was suggested that we talk to Mike about presenting awards to the youths LAMP participants and bringing them to the state convention. He asked about the first aid kits. Are they still available? A report was given on the activity to encourage new members. The committee wants to hold a workshop at the Hilton in September. We would have an interactive workshop along with presentations on the NFB and its programs. Possibly hold it in lieu of a monthly meeting, or with the meeting preceding the workshop. The motion was made to hold our meeting before the workshop on September 17. The purpose of the meeting is to sponsor a workshop for the community to introduce the public to blindness programs of the National Federation of the Blind and to hold breakout sessions to demonstrate common living activities that are adapted for blind independence.
Page 3.
The motion passed. It was emphasized that the letter publicizing this event taps into the real needs of the blind in the community. We have 4 months to get this done. Betty asked about getting the business cards done. The response was that they were still not done. Bob brought up the need for more volunteers for the amphitheater events. You don't need vision to work, but you do need an alcohol card and a food handler's card. Training meetings are scheduled on May 21st and another on June 4th. Also available at Hosun's and Larry's. You can be reimbursed by the chapter for the costs. Food handler through the state is available online. Training is available at the County Health Department on Wednesday mornings for disabled persons. On May 28, the amphitheater has a training program for all volunteers. A motion was made to adjourn the meeting. The motion passed. Meeting adjourned at 11:21.